Number two, May the 5th, 1992. Thank you, Commander.
Well, see, you have a situation right here, right now, and let's just visit as brothers here a minute. Well, you ladies can be sisters.
Thank you.
Don't ever look at anything for what it appears to be, no matter what it is. Always ponder it a little bit. This is where you're going to have the upper journey, the upper leg, if you will, on anything. If you can see and generalize and relate, and when you have used your last alternative, you have to know something. You have not. There's always another choice, another alternative. You just haven't discovered it yet. We can look at the survival storehouse. And it might seem, well, it never did great gung-ho business. No, and that wasn't what it was for. But if this town shut down today, everybody in this room would be able to eat beans for a little while. Does everybody hear me? You can't just look at something in dollars and cents and say it's a success or failure. You have to look at it for its value. It required just this one little incident. It required that one find out what is necessary, what is desirable to have, how to handle it, about how many you can feed on this, that, or the other. What are the condiments that make it bearable? What will you use for sweetener that can be nutritious? In each experience, you can only measure it by what you learn from it. And I know that Dorma and Oberle are sick of learning, but I said this would have to go to the Supreme Court, and I meant it. What you don't have out of this situation is time. That's the annoyance. Not the property. Because let's face it, we have been able to do quite a lot of work for 5 years. 5 years. And look where you are. Already one recourse with this one incident could, on Monday, take it to the Supreme Court of California. But that's not what to do with it. Because the Supreme Court then would have to overrule in like an hour 4 judges. And already what has happened was the 3 judges were ready to overrule Judge Davis, and they called him. And he said, look, I am resigning, and this is not a fair deal, but it's going to catch up everybody in the system in it. And they do have another recourse. They say they don't, but they do. They can post a bond, and it can be held with the court. And they latched onto it like the duck on the June bug. Yes, they can do that. And that lets us all off the hook for the afternoon. And for simple little $250,000, which not one of them would be able to touch in 10 years, just whip it on over here to the court, and then you can go on appeal to get this thing reheard. And so 4 years later, they're not even where they were when they went to court the first time in Mojave. Randall, you'll be happy to hear this. They have made an absolute round, and $250,000 later, back to the same spot on the circle. And if we wait long enough, Judge Brent will undoubtedly be on the Superior bench to hear it.
Oh, they have a helmet.
You have no justice system. You have to take these elements going on in your society to see where you are in this evolving process. And it allows you to see why some of the politicians who sound pretty good won't make a dent. The ones that could make a dent probably will not get the opportunity, because I don't think Congress is that stupid. You can see what's happening in Peru. The man's doing it right. Greitz would do it right. He would can 16,000 people like that. He would close your judicial system, because your judges on the Supreme Court bench make law, and theirs is not to make law. Theirs is to interpret constitutional law. And this judge that ruled against these ones sat right on the bench. You see, they are trying to get active a Dinch Doom doctrine, which will allow any mortgage company to foreclose for any reason on any homeowner and immediately evict them without hearing.
Commander?
Please.
It's not the only case in the court system. Back in 67 and the 70s in Washington, D.C., it happened regularly. If you were in position, or if you knew somebody in position, or if you had money or any kind of power, a judge could be bought off like that.
Oh, sure.
I've seen them for 2 hours with the jury. On the judge cite the jury on a verdict, the entire jury was settled because he was bought off.
Well, I'm sure that there would
the defendant worked at the Pentagon. But this isn't the only case. This has been going on for a long time.
Oh, this is the pattern. This is not the exception. Obviously, that's why you're having riots. This is the pattern.
Right. And it's been a pattern for a long time.
Any of you who have teenage kids have experienced the well, I won't get into it. You're right. This is the pattern in the nation.
And it's been there for a long time, since the late 50s, maybe earlier.
But back to the Dinch Doom doctrine. It's important. This judge said, I'm going to make the ruling. If you don't know what I'm talking about, which I can't imagine why anybody would, this is what they depend on you not knowing. It cuts out all of your legal recourse. It doesn't have anything really to do with this case. In fact, it had so little to do with the case that that was the case. It causes the place to go in default, get the owners out, get the possessors out, and then the court denies hearing. Denies hearing. There is no way to get it back into the court for even a hearing. And that is the reason that we could not allow just putting up money to the RTC, because the RTC then would be removed from the case. And this is exactly what they wanted. If you can't do it that way, then do it this other way through this Dinch Doom case that has absolutely no application in this instance. But if this judge makes a ruling, there are at least probably 1,200 cases waiting for his decision so they can jump on it, because now it is precedent law. And henceforth, every attorney coming into the courtroom would be able to use it. As a point of law, this man said, I am making the ruling. I, in other words, am making this law. And this is your system. And it is a system. It's just pretty sick. And you have to experience it. Unless you know what's going on, you can't do anything about it. You're just caught in it. And you will be swallowed up by it. And yet, each of you has to understand something. For these ones, my mission is to bring the word. Not to grow potatoes, but the second part of my mission is to get a remnant through. That means that we're going to have to grow something. Because I don't need the potatoes, but you may. I don't think you're going to make it to the point where you don't need something in time.
Come on.
Please.
Talking about the potatoes in the Philippines, can we spend a lot of time on the developments there during this present situation when the presidential election is getting close, that is the 7th? Are there developments which need special mention or important, significant events which will... which the people should know.
Like what? You see,
arrangement.
You might be talking to me, but in this room, you've got to talk to everybody.
Okay. These for the benefit of 60 million Filipinos. I have to ask an apology from this audience if I will take a few minutes of your time. I just have a feeling that the tension is mounting at this time, that if there needs to be some kind of communication on certain developments that they need to be, that they should need to be aware of, I would request for the commander to extend the focus her scanner, maybe that part in the east, if you want to mind.
Well, you see, you're only one of maybe five who know about this kind of an arrangement. In fact, Norma went home from the meeting the other day and said, what was that all about? Because, you see, of what you might know, there are others in this room who know other things about the Philippines. George knows quite a bit about the Philippines and the procedures and the gold and the shipping and the melting and the political structure. Norman Oberle have at least two people that none of you are aware of that are right at shipping out some of that gold. Until if you were sitting talking about it, you would swear up and down it's the same person, and it is not. There are thousands of tons of gold in the Philippines. Now, there's some things that are suitable to be spoken about, others that I wouldn't even answer directly, because ones of you must understand that you will be given, just like you're given the information, that right now is the time to get out of this apartment. You will know what to do. And I would not give enemies the break of even discussing it. And there are many ones in it simply to get the gold. Because if you've got the gold, you run the world. It's the golden rule. He who's got the gold rules. Well, I don't give that kind of help. But we're going to talk about the Philippines for just a minute. And then I think it will make sense to you who happen to know of ones who have that kind of a contact. And I would suggest that you speak with ones, if you can find out who they are, who might know somebody else who has some contacts also. Now, you have some very interesting contacts in, through, and to the Marcos family. Am I right? Well, Imelda is not too well. They have really just about harassed her into capitulating to anything. They allowed her to go home, finally, because the point was they wanted to pull enough political pressure brought to bear to be able to maintain bases in the Philippines. This is your elite government. Now, when things began to not go too well, she got restless and could I bring Ferdinand home to bury him? So that was on for a while, and then the Aquino government got into it. But you see, the one with the political clout now is probably the one who is going to get elected and not Marcos, because this is the one that's got the elite behind him and he's attached to Aquino. And nobody cares, really, whether or not that place becomes communist or not. You see, you've got a lot of gold floating around. I have a particular interest in that place because one of the most massive underground cities that there is in the Philippines, offshore. It is inhabited. It is inhabited by atmospherians, right out of Pleiades. And many of your divers can go hop off the edge and go diving and run right into them. It's a little bit unnerving to run into very 10 feet tall beings walking around the bottom of the sea trying to make contact with you. Now, we had a lot of these stashed up in Mount Shasta for a while, but we had to empty that base. Because atmospherian or not, the facilities, when a mountain blows, it really wreaks havoc. So when we talk about this, and these are the things that I know all of you are itching to get on with, it's fun to talk about gold, especially when we need it for our projects. And it's hard to get the word to the proper people who are set in charge of this, because everybody thinks you're nuts. And the ones who know are trying so hard to be sure that they don't hear anybody with the proof. Not you and not Hatton. And yet you've got to use this in a very physical world, in a very physical way, in a physically reasonable manner, or they will simply confiscate it as you bring it out. Well, your government is getting ready to announce intruders and aliens. I think they're advertising a movie now, even, to come out on your television or somewhere about the middle of your month.
Man, it's May 17th on CBS, and it's like a documentary or special.
Well, please, everybody, watch. Because they're getting ready to give you a big song and dance. And this should be able to tell you something else. They at least plan to leave you around until the 17th. Or at least have you stuck with it. Because you see, that becomes then the answer for getting rid of places like Phoenix and New York. Lay it off to these intruders. Meanwhile, back in the middle of the ocean, in the Philippines, is the old continent of Lemuria coming up again. Now, I have ones asking me all the time, well, how could Atlanta, in fact, there's someone questions on the list for today. How could you say that there's an 8-mile deep crater off Crete somewhere, and that was old Atlantis, and yet they're uncovering Atlantis on this little island? And I thought that Atlantis was in the Atlantic, and that means it has to be near the Devil's Triangle and so forth, until even my own head swims. That is, if everything were exactly like you see it on your map today. The fact that all of Australia was originally moved and really didn't sink. And ones would say, well, but the outback area should have. Well, but that had the Aborigines on it, didn't it? Your original people, the original human, and they don't have any dream time anymore. They're just sitting there giggling, waiting literally for the green ants to wake up and Lemuria to rise again. They just don't get uptight about it like you ones do. And you're going to have to look at this in the overall perspective of so what if you don't get any gold? You're going to have to trust God to a few things. But there's massive amounts of treasure that will be readjusting and coming up in that place. The Philippines are destined as a unit to rise. And within the confines of those caves are openings into the city and into what I will call your treasure house. Well, do you have to wait until old Lemuria rises to get these atmospherians above ground or to get the things to you? No, but some of your divers are going to have to stay on the bottom with them long enough to make contact. And as you pass through and into these tunnels, this is pretty terrifying because you become atmospherian too. Otherwise, you cannot stand the frequencies in the place. Well, let's see, who in this room is godly enough to be able to do that? Any one of you. I think the most frequently asked question that I get is, how do we get our frequencies increased, and how do we become light people, and how do we do this? You do it by knowing that it is. Just like David Copperfield can fly, you know you can go in the cave. Well, you're not going to get very far into that cave on just your word alone. And what you really are asking me is to give you explicit instructions, set up the way so that they know you're coming and make that contact for you. And I will not do it because there are ears everywhere. That is mouth to soul. Mouth to your inner ear. And if you're not hearing my instructions, then maybe it's not time. If your intention is well intended. You're also going to find confirmations. These will be silent confirmations because I'm not going to tell you who or anything about it other than incidents. You'll be having ones come into this place doing all sorts of rather strange things. Or maybe not so strange. A lot are simply going to know how to utilize the system like the system uses it. to get some of the work done and some of the building done. And you're going to have these ones come out of the most unlikely sources, for goodness sakes. Places like British intelligence in the CIA. Well, where better to get them? They're trained. And who better would know that we speak the truth? Who better to know that it's this area? Because a lot of them have information that will blow anything I've told you so far right up into a molehill out of the mountain. I told you about Edwards. I said they're all around. There's a base much, much bigger than these over here, over near China Lake. You have aliens. You have spacecraft. And you have submarines under San Bernardino. Now, I'm not going to get anybody into trouble with anyone else on the surface of this planet by giving information. I don't want Dorma to have it anywhere in her head. She's got enough problems without the other half of Kissinger's CIA over here speaking with her. She already still remains never lower than second on the list of silence her from Henry Kissinger and George Bush. And yet I think it's reasonable to all of you that if they really wanted to take her out physically, they certainly can get anybody near enough to her to do it. And they have. Let that be your confirmation, not your terror. I'm not through speaking. I have not brought all the word. I have not held your hand through this mission, and I promised that I would. All of you want details. Terrified to get it. Basically wishing it would go ahead and just roll off the coast or burn up all of LA or whatever would be required to get on with this. But you're just opening your eyes and you're advanced. You are way out front. What could that mean? That you possibly have time to get it done? You have all the time you need to get whatever will be done, done. What else do you have to do? And Dorma says, oh my God, is this it? Well, what else would you do? Watch your television and quiver, waiting for them to come. I said it in a bit of humor, but if all you have to do is worry about these piddling little things, then I suggest you're not busy enough. You have to look at the overall picture. There's some questions in there I would like for you to scan overly, because I can't remember exactly what they were, but they were on this period of 1,000 years, etc. And the one who has asked that question, I know, has not really listened to me. And I believe that maybe Randall was present when I told you this the first time, that you're already through the first 1,000-year period. You see, all of you keep waiting for something. And while you're waiting, you're trying to pay off your karma. And I keep being impatient while I wait for you to grow up. You're in the greatest evolution of a planet, of any time, any place, anywhere. And yet we must remember always the great contradiction. It is a play, it is an illusion, and it has happened, and you are just acting.
Number two, May the 5th, 1992. Thank you, Commander.
Well, see, you have a situation right here, right now, and let's just visit as brothers here a minute. Well, you ladies can be sisters.
Thank you.
Don't ever look at anything for what it appears to be, no matter what it is. Always ponder it a little bit. This is where you're going to have the upper journey, the upper leg, if you will, on anything. If you can see and generalize and relate, and when you have used your last alternative, you have to know something. You have not. There's always another choice, another alternative. You just haven't discovered it yet. We can look at the survival storehouse. And it might seem, well, it never did great gung-ho business. No, and that wasn't what it was for. But if this town shut down today, everybody in this room would be able to eat beans for a little while. Does everybody hear me?
Yeah.
You can't just look at something in dollars and cents and say it's a success or failure. You have to look at it for its value. It required just this one little incident. It required that one find out what is necessary, what is desirable to have, how to handle it, about how many you can feed on this, that, or the other. What are the condiments that make it bearable? What will you use for sweetener that can be nutritious? In each experience, you can only measure it by what you learn from it. And I know that Dorman and Oberle are sick of learning, but I said this would have to go to the Supreme Court, and I meant it. What you don't have out of this situation is time. That's the annoyance. Not the property. Because let's face it, we have been able to do quite a lot of work for 5 years. 5 years. And look where you are. Already one recourse with this one incident could, on Monday, take it to the Supreme Court of California. But that's not what to do with it. Because the Supreme Court then would have to overrule in like an hour 4 judges. And already what has happened was the 3 judges were ready to overrule Judge Davis, and they called him. And he said, look, I am resigning, and this is not a fair deal, but it's going to catch up everybody in the system in it. And they do have another recourse. They say they don't, but they do. They can post a bond, and it can be held with the court. And they latched onto it like the duck on the June bug. Yes, they can do that. And that lets us all off the hook for the afternoon. and for simple little $250,000, which not one of them would be able to touch in 10 years. Just whip it on over here to the court, and then you can go on appeal to get this thing reheard. And so 4 years later, they're not even where they were when they went to court the first time in Mojave. Randall, you'll be happy to hear this. They have made an absolute round, and $250,000 later, back to the same spot on the circle. And if we wait long enough, Judge Brent will undoubtedly be on the Superior bench to hear it.
Oh, they have a helmet.
You have no justice system. You have to take these elements going on in your society to see where you are in this evolving process. And it allows you to see why some of the politicians who sound pretty good won't make a dent. The ones that could make a dent probably will not get the opportunity, because I don't think Congress is that stupid. You can see what's happening in Peru. The man's doing it right. Greitz would do it right. He would can 16,000 people like that. He would close your judicial system, because your judges on the Supreme Court bench make law, and theirs is not to make law. Theirs is to interpret constitutional law. And this judge that ruled against these ones sat right on the bench. You see, they are trying to get active a Dinch-Doom doctrine, which will allow any mortgage company to foreclose for any reason on any homeowner and immediately evict them without hearing.
Commander?
Please.
It's not the only case in the court system. Back in 67 and the 70s in Washington, D.C., it happened regularly. If you were in position, or if you knew somebody in position, or if you had money or any kind of power, a judge could be bought off like that.
Oh, sure.
I've seen them
Yes.
2 hours with the jury. On verdict, the judge fight the jury on verdict the whole